This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Consider Formica, that thin paper-based product that covered and perhaps still does cover millions of kitchen counters and tables and diners across this great country. It's as much a genericized brand name as Kleenex or Jell-O. It's also now 100 years old, and it's coming back in style, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
The word Formica probably brings to mind the suburban kitchens and baths of the 50s, every surface bathed in turquoise, pink, or that classic boomerang pattern. And it wasn't just America. Yes, Formica, a French Formica ad from 1958. But what is Formica exactly? It belongs to a group of products called HPL.
Or high-pressure laminate.
That's Jay Bolus with the chemistry firm MBDC.
It's paper and a bunch of different resins smushed together at really, really, really high pressure.
Since it's paper, the top layer can be printed in any color or design. Formica company president Mitch Quint says the product has always been very thin and strong.
And because of that, it ends up being in locations for a significant period of time, you know, 15, 20 years.
Which is why, by the 70s and 80s, Formica had a bit of a bad rap. The smooth surfaces had been chipped or rubbed down to show the brown paper under the pretty colors. By the 90s, expensive stone countertops became a status symbol, paving over passé Formica. But last year, Los Angeles designer Scott Lander used white Formica in an award-winning project.
And most people were asking, what is this surface? Most people didn't even know that it was Formica.
It's also getting more popular with budget remodelers and green builders. The company has switched to non-toxic resins and uses recycled paper. Just one more way Formica is clawing back a little more counter space. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.